ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट नंबर 6 to 23 बट वी विल रीड टेक्स्ट 23 फर्स्ट एंड देन We will recite all the other verses. Bhavadbhir nirjita hete Bahusho anuchara hare Daivena radhaita evadya Yudhi jitva nadantina Bhavadbhir By all of you demons Nirjita have been defeated. He indeed ete all these soldiers of the demigods. Bahusha in great number. Anuchara followers. Hare of Lord Vishnu. Daivena by providence. Riddhai whose opulence was increased. They the demigods. Eva, indeed, Adya, today, Yudhi, in the fight, Jitva, defeating, Nadanti, are vibrating in jubilation, Naha, us, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Previously being empowered by providence, you defeated a great number of such followers of Lord Vishnu. But today, those same followers, having defeated us, are roaring in jubilation like lions. Purport. Bhagavad Gita mentions 5 causes of defeat or victory. Of these 5, Daiva, providence, is the most powerful. Nacha Daivad Param Balam. Bali Maharaj knew the secret of how he had formerly been victorious because providence was in his favor. Now since that same providence was not in his favor, there was no possibility of his victory. Thus, he very intelligently forbade his associates to fight. So, reading from text 6 onwards, they worship the Lord by offering fragrant flowers, water, padya, argya, sandalwood pulp and agru pulp, incense, lamps, fused rice, unbroken grains, fruits, roots and sprouts. While so doing, they offered prayers indicating the glorious activities of the Lord and shouted, Jai, Jai. They also danced, played instruments, sang, sounded conchs and beat kettle drums in this way. Worship the Lord. Jambavan, the king of the bears, also joined in the ceremony. Sounding his bugle in all directions, he declared a great festival for Lord Vamandev's victory. The demoniac followers of Maharaj Bali saw that their master, who had been determined in performing sacrifice, had lost all his possessions to Vamandev, who had taken them away on the plea of begging 3 pieces of land. They were very angry and spoke as follows. This Vamana is certainly not a Brahman, but the best of cheaters, Lord Vishnu. Assuming the form of a Brahman, he has covered his own form and thus is working for the interests of the demigods. Our Lord Bali Maharaj, because of his position in performing the Yajna, has given up the power to punish. Taking advantage of this, our eternal enemy Vishnu, dressed in the form of a brahmachari beggar, has taken away all his possessions. Our Lord Bali Maharaj is always fixed in truthfulness, and this is especially so at present, since he has been initiated in performing a sacrifice. He is always kind and merciful towards the brahmanas, and he cannot at any time speak lies. Therefore, it is our duty to kill this Vamanadeva Lord Vishnu. It is our religious principle and the way to serve our master. After making this decision, the demoniac followers of Maharaj Bali took up their various weapons with a view to killing Vamanadeva. O king, the demons, aggravated by their usual anger, took up lances and tridents in hand, and against the will of Bali Maharaj, they pushed forward to kill Lord Vamanadeva. O king, when the associates of Lord Vishnu saw the soldiers of the demons coming forward in violence, they smiled. Taking up their weapons, they forbade the demons to continue their attempt. Nanda, Sunanda, Jay, Vijay, Prabala, Bala, Kumuda, Kumudaksha, Vishwaksena, Patatritat, Jayanta, Shrutadeva, Pushpadanta and Satvata were all associates of Lord Vishnu. They were as powerful as 10,000 elephants. And now they began killing the soldiers of the demons. When Bali Maharaj saw that his own soldiers were being killed by the associates of Lord Vishnu, he remembered the curse of Shukracharya and forbade his soldiers to continue fighting. O Viprachitti, O Rahu, O Nemi, please hear my words. Don't fight. Stop immediately. For the present time is not in our favor. O Daityas, by human efforts, no one can supersede the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bring happiness and distress to all living entities. The Supreme Time Factor, which represents the Supreme Person, was previously in our favor and not in favor of the demigods, but now that same time factor is against us. No one can surpass the time representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by material power, by the council of ministers, by intelligence, by diplomacy, by fortresses, by mystic mantras, by drugs, by herbs, or by any other means. Previously being empowered by providence, you defeated a great number of such followers of Lord Vishnu. But today those same followers, having defeated us, are roaring in jubilation like lions. So this section of the Canto 8, Srimad Bhagavatam, describes how Bali Maharaj is arrested by the Lord and what is the consciousness based on which Bali Maharaj is considered to be amongst the Mahajans. Darshanam no didrikshunam dehi bhagavata architam rupam priyatamam swanam sarvendriya gunanjanam. In the Rudra Gitam, Lord Shiva glorifies the beauty of Lord Krishna. And he says that Lord has the most beautiful, all-attractive, enchanting form. Darshanam no didrikshunam dehi bhagavata architam. Please offer me darshan of your beautiful divine form, my dear Lord. And this form is so attractive, all-enchanting. Rupam priyatamam swanam sarvendriya gunanjanam. That simply by having darshan of this beautiful form of yours, perceiving and absorbing this beautiful form, all of our senses are completely satisfied. Chandrika vishadasmerai sa aruna apanga vikshitai svakarthanam ivaraja sattvabhyam srishtripalaka. Brahmaji says, when one comes and takes darshan of your divine form, when the Lord's transcendental glance falls upon the devotee, then the desires to serve Krishna arise within the devotee's heart. Sa aruna apanga vikshitai, the beautiful reddish eyes of the Lord have a very powerful effect on the devotee who is standing in front of him and taking darshan of his beautiful form. As the devotee is glancing upon the Lord's beautiful form, the Lord's merciful glance ignites powerful desires to engage in the Lord's service. And therefore, The devotee begins to desire to serve Krishna very powerfully. And that's the impact of the Lord's glance. And then Lord Brahmaji says that by the effect of the Lord's glance, one may begin performing service. And as one begins service, and because Krishna is all-powerful, one may imagine that the course of performing one service will be like a road filled with rose petals. And everything will be smooth because Krishna himself is giving so many assurances to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Kaunteya pradyanihi name bhaktah pranashyati. My devotee will never perish and I am always there by the devotee's side. Tadami buddhi yogam tam ye nama upayantite. So one may feel that being filled with desires to serve and with the full support of the Lord in every possible way, all of one's devotional efforts will move forward very smoothly, without any difficulties, without any challenge. Because ultimately we have taken shelter of the most powerful authority in the creation, the Supreme Lord. And therefore, His power is supreme, His power is infallible, and no other power can interfere with His power or supersede His power. Which is true. And therefore, one may think that one's performance of devotional service will also be absolutely without any impediments, without any difficulties or challenges. And that's the reason why many people initially do get connected to any kind of religion or spirituality or even Krishna consciousness. And as Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mam janaha sukritino arjuna arto jigyasur artharthi jnani. And therefore, when one begins performing that devotional service, the aspiration is to serve and please the Lord, and the expectation is it will be a smooth ride. I was traveling in a flight many years ago, and it was early in the morning and I was chanting, and as I was chanting there was someone sitting behind me. It was an old lady, and she came up to me and said, I think your chanting is, you know, disturbing me. Why don't you just meditate in your mind? Stop this chanting. And so I apologized and I said, okay, I'll chant a little more mildly. And then after some time, there was one more passenger in that flight, and he started drinking what they were serving in the flight, alcohol. And he got so drunk that he went out of control. And he started shouting and screaming. And it looked like we were traveling in some local bus or something. And then everybody was bewildered what to do. And the crew was trying to control him. But he was screaming and shouting. And suddenly this lady again came up to me and said, Maharajji, please try to control him with the power of your mantra. So many people feel that, you know, by the power of mantra, we can control any event in the whole creation and control the way things will happen in our life, and we can have control over all the events which will unfold. And that's a great fallacy, because when we come in front of the Lord and have His darshan, His glance falls upon us, the desire to serve Him definitely very strongly embeds in the heart. But then what also happens is that Krishna does not control the way things will unfold in every moment of our life, because we also have our own karma. and we have to get purified of our karma. And then Krishna is facilitating how we can actually move forward in the process of remembering Him. And therefore, the whole idea of this material creation is, the main problem is we are here because of forgetfulness of Krishna. Icha dvesha samuttena. Icha dvesha. Because of desire and because of envy. And because of that forgetfulness of the Lord, we are here. And so, Krishna is very, very mercifully concerned about how we overcome the root cause of all the problem, which is forgetfulness. And how do we actually connect with the real solution, which is remembrance. So therefore, he is not really concerned about the various kinds of successes and defeats and difficulties and challenges and the positives and the negatives which we may go through in our life. Because that is the way this material creation has been designed by him, to be able to test who is really wanting a connection with him, a sambandha with him. And that is basically the sambandha jnana. So therefore, there is the sampatti or the prosperity and the property of this material opulence available in front of the conditioned soul. And then all of these material opulences and the sampatti, it offers opportunities for the conditioned soul to enjoy. And if the conditioned soul starts thinking that I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, I am the doer, then he is trapped within the influence of the false ego. And therefore, all of the material opulence of this creation, all the sampatti of this creation, is a test for every conditioned soul whether we consider that to be meant for our enjoyment, for our pleasure. If we start thinking it is for my pleasure, then we have taken the position of being the center and taking the position of the Lord. And therefore, when we come in front of the Lord and the desire to serve Him arises, we start acknowledging that all of this sampatti is meant for His pleasure. The entire creation is meant for His pleasure. My body is meant for His pleasure. And in fact, all my plans are simply meant to facilitate His plans. And therefore, I realize that supreme most power in this creation is not my will, my desire and my plans to enjoy, but His will and His plan of how He is the supreme enjoyer and how He facilitates our presence in His service and the way He wants. And therefore, this entire creation is orchestrated to purify us of the fallacious tendency to think that I am the controller and I am the doer. And therefore, the material world appears to be like a hotel meant for our enjoyment, but it is actually a hospital meant for purifying our desire from this tendency to enjoy. The only thing common is the word H, but otherwise everything else is different. Because in a hospital, the whole idea is how one can get purified, how can one get treated from the disease. And that treatment happens under the supervision and the direction of the doctor. And the doctor gives the prescription. One patient may be prescribed 2 injections, another patient may be prescribed 10 injections. The patient getting 10 injections cannot question the doctor, why I got 10 and he got only 2. Give him 8 more. The doctor says, no, his disease is different. Right? In our Bhaktivedanta hospital in Mira Road, in the operation theater, there is a photo of Narsingadev ripping apart Hiranyakashipu. So one patient was going to go through surgery. He looked at that. He was an outside person. He looked at that photo and was bewildered. And he asked the doctor, "Doctor, what is that? Looks very dangerous." Doctor was also a devotee. Didn't want to give up opportunity to preach. And he said, "This photo is the photo of the first surgery in creation." And then this patient asked, "What was the result of that surgery?" And the doctor said, "Operation was successful, patient was liberated." And therefore, in this beautiful pastime of Lord Narsingadev and Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, this point is being made that once a certain desire to serve the Lord has been created in the heart, it is like a burning fire. You can either ignite it further or it may get extinguished also. And therefore, when Jay Vijay stopped the four Kumaras, the curse of the four Kumaras, it created vasanas or desires to enjoy within the heart. And therefore, Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur explains that when we displease the devotees, the most powerful effect of displeasing the devotees is it creates tendency to enjoy and it creates forgetfulness of Krishna. And therefore, Hiranyakashipu was so filled with desires to enjoy. Sa ittham nirjita kakup ekarat vishayan priyan yathopajosham bhunjano na atrapyat ajitendriya. He had practically the entire creation and every sense object in the creation to enjoy. But yathopajosham bhunjano, in spite of having every sense object available for him to enjoy, na atrapyat ajitendriya. He was not satisfied because his senses were not under control. And on the other hand, because Prahlad Maharaj was blessed by Shripad Narad Muni, and he was in the womb of his mother, he was in a totally helpless state, but in spite of that, he was very eager to hear within the womb of the mother, and Shripad Narad Muni's blessings came upon him. And so it is described, no dvigna chitto vyasaneshu nispraha shruteshu drishteshu guneshu avastudrik dantendriya prana sharira dhisada prashanta kamo rohita sura sura. That although Prahlad Maharaj was born in the family of demons, he had no desires to enjoy any of the sense objects. No dvigna chitto vyasaneshu nispraha shruteshu drishteshu guneshu. Any of the sense objects anywhere in the creation, whatever he had experienced and whatever he had not experienced. Dantendriya prana shariradhi sada. Because many times when we enjoy objects of this world, there is still a curiosity. I have not experienced some sense gratification there. That experience I still do not have. Shrutam cha drishtavat gushtam Sparadha asuya atvya vyayai bahuantaraya kamatvat krishivat chapi nishpalam. So Bhagavatam says, whatever experience we have of this world, even what we have not experienced, we will ultimately experience the same there also. And therefore, here Prahlad Maharaj was, although born in a family of asuras, rahita surasura, he had no tendency to enjoy sense gratification. And so the Lord says, Nirvairaya prashantaya swasutaya mahatmane. Because he is without any inimical tendencies, he is only desiring to serve and please the Vaishnavas. Anyone tries to create trouble to him, he will be destroyed. Hanishyepi varorjitam. And therefore when Narsingadev appeared, he protected Prahlad Maharaj. He asked Sri Prahlad Maharaj for a boon. And Prahlad Maharaj, he simply in his prayers says, Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama bhikamam anuya prapatan prasangat kritvatmasat surarishina bhagavan grihita soham katham nu visrije tava bhritya sevam. My dear Lord, you are present in front of my eyes. It is the great aspiration of souls who are practicing devotional service to have direct touch and the direct darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have appeared in such a transcendentally unique and resplendent form to bless me. But my desire is, I simply want to be the servant of the servant of that divine personality who intervened in my life and prevented me from entering into hell by giving this transcendental knowledge. Otherwise, nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama bhikama manuya prapatan prasangat, I was following in the footsteps of the sense gratifiers of this world and was about to enter into hellish conditions. Kritva atma sat surarshina bhagavan grihita. But Sri Narad Muni, out of his causeless mercy and compassion, came and gave me this knowledge, and he has really taken me out of this condition of suffering. And I simply heard him within the womb, and I have not yet got an opportunity to have his darshan and serve him. And therefore, out of the feeling of gratitude, I simply want to serve him. And if you want to give me a benediction, please give me an opportunity to serve a great devotee, Shripad Narad Muni, in the association of devotees, and please him. That is the greatest benediction which I aspire for. And therefore, in the association of devotees, when we get to serve the Vaishnavas, we please the Vaishnavas, the blessings of the Vaishnavas gives us the greatest strength. And what is that? To remember Krishna. And therefore, that remembrance of Krishna is our greatest asset. And so, the Lord is therefore demonstrating and sharing that when you come and see me with your eyes, and I glance upon you also, the desire to serve me arises. But when you leave the darshan of my beautiful divine form and engage in your daily activities and perform various things in your life and go through difficulties and challenges, at that moment there are chances that you may forget me. There are chances that you may even question my presence. There are chances that you may question the intention behind why these events are happening in your life. And at that moment, when you have the ghastly darshan of various horrible realities in life and obstacles and difficulties and challenges in your life, whose form is not beautiful, whose form is very ugly and ghastly and terrifying, at that moment you may wonder whether this beauty which I see when I come to the temple, is it phantasmagoria or is it real? Because someone who looks so beautiful and appears so beautiful, how can he be involved in something which is very ghastly, like what I am going through, a deadly disease, a sudden relationship breakdown, sudden death in a family, loss of money, loss of job, loss of reputation, so many difficult challenges the way Bali Maharaj is going through. And when this kind of a thought arises in a devotee's heart and he questions whether should I continue serving based on the inspiration which I got by having his darshan, at that time the Lord says, Brahmaji says, Chandrika Vishada Smerai, you have a look upon my smile. That Krishna's darshan has a glance and a smile. The glance creates desires and the smile reassures the devotee that all the difficulties and challenges you are going through is by my will only, to test whether in this situation are you still able to remember me or you are planning to forget me. And therefore it is described, Mahavipattav samsare yas maret madhusudana vipattav tasya sampatti bhavet ityaha Shankara. The only difference between material life and spiritual life is how prosperity is defined, how opulence is defined, how assets are defined. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, all kinds of assets, all kinds of opulences in the material world is in terms of money, position, power, fame. All this is defined as assets in the material life. But in spiritual life, the real asset is defined as remembrance of Krishna. And therefore, the Aishwarya in material life may be sampatti, but the Aishwarya in spiritual life is smaranam, Krishna smaranam. And therefore Krishna says to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahu shakahi anantascha buddhayoho a vyavasayana. That vyavasaya means business. One who practices spiritual life with business-like professionalism. Vyavasaya, his vyavasaya is investing in his atma. One who invests in his atma, one who is investing in his atma in spiritual life is looking for returns from that investment. And what is that return from that investment? The pleasure of the Supreme Lord, which results in the remembrance of the Supreme Lord. The profit which we are looking for in the business of spiritual life is uninterrupted remembrance of Krishna. Just like the flow of honey, when the honey is poured on a deities during Abhishek, it flows continuously without a break. That kind of remembrance is the ultimate experience of profit which a devotee is looking for. And therefore, a professional businessman, whatever may be the climate, whether it is hot like now or it is cold, the businessman does not give up his business. Right? Businessman will not think, very hot, I will keep my shop closed for whole month of May. No. Although it is hot, he will continue his business because his business is profit. How to make profit? If it is very cold in winter, still his business doesn't change. Right? Whether Obama becomes president or Trump becomes president or anyone else becomes president, if there is a businessman sitting in America, he will think only of profit. He will not think, oh, why he became president, why he became that, why this climate is like this, why that is like that. Whatever may be the case, in the mind, there is only one thought, how to make profit. Therefore Krishna says, Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi Ekeha Kurunandana. So devotee has only one business, how to invest in serving and pleasing Krishna. How to serve and please Krishna? By serving and pleasing the devotees. That is our main business. And in return for the business, what is the profit we are looking for? The remembrance of the Supreme Lord. Those devotees who are continuously remembering Krishna without forgetting him even for a moment, in the midst of prosperity or adversity, they can never forget Krishna. They are the billionaires. They are the millionaires. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the book of Fortune 500. In the field of spiritual life, who have been constantly remembering Krishna in the midst of all situations. And therefore, the Lord is saying that yes, Lord's form is very beautiful, but He wants us to go through the Srimad Bhagavatam and hear, so that we also appreciate His feelings for us are as beautiful as His form, in spite of whatever situation we may go through in life. And therefore, right from first canto Maharaj Parikshit till now here, eighth canto, when Bali Maharaj is going through these difficulties, they are not complaining and criticizing, but they are experiencing the presence of the Lord's loving, merciful intervention. They are able to have the darshan of the Lord's beautiful feelings behind this difficult situation. And that's what is known as darshan shastra, when we actually study this Bhagavatam. Tasseva meghasya paravaresho vyasakta chittasya griheshu abhikshnam nirveda molo dvijaparupo yatra prasakto bhayamashudhatte. Maharaj Parikshit is cursed to die in 7 days and 7 nights. For what? Putting, you know, a snake, dead snake, not live snake also, dead snake around the neck, is cursed. So Maharaj Parikshit could have made a big scene. What is this going on? Why this is happening? And he could have considered this is an offense to a devotee. But he is just saying, this is the divine will of the Lord. The Lord wants me to go through this so that ultimately I become detached from material life, and this is an opportunity for me to remember Him more. Tasmat namna Vishnurad iti loke bhavishyati na sandeho mahabhag mahabhagvato mahan. Parikshit's name is Vishnurad, one who is protected by Lord Vishnu in the womb of his mother. Lord Vishnu protected Maharaj Parikshit in the womb of his mother, but he did not protect him from the curse of this Brahmana. And therefore he was known as Vishnurata. People would glorify him. Hare, Vishnu protected you. Vishnu protected you. Vishnu protected you. And the peak of you, this curse to die, what face he will show to society? What people will say? Oh, Vishnu did not protect you. Why Vishnu did not protect you? No, he is fully convinced this is also part of Vishnu's protection, because at that time Krishna's will was Maharaj, the Brahmastra should be destroyed and Maharaj Parikshit should be born. Now Krishna's will has changed. Krishna wants Maharaj Parikshit's body to be destroyed and Srimad Bhagavatam to be born. And therefore, one simply needs to understand the flow of the Lord's divine will and desire. And so, this is the beautiful aspect of understanding how Krishna is always very, very compassionate and merciful to His devotees. And the difference between an immature devotee and one who is mature, like Bali Maharaj and Maharaj Parikshit and others whose descriptions we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is in spite of all those challenges and difficulties, they are able to uninterruptedly understand and see the presence of the Lord's will behind this calamity. And hence, they are able to remember uninterruptedly. And therefore, this is a very, very beautiful understanding which actually makes us inspired to remember Krishna in all circumstances, that whatever may happen externally, we are here in spiritual life for the main business of connecting ourselves with the association of devotees to serve and please them and get their blessings so that we can remember the Lord in all circumstances. Without that connection of the Vaishnava Sangha, we will not get an opportunity to serve and please, and ultimately we will not be able to remember the Lord. Like many years ago, I was in Jagannath Puri in Rath Yatra, and we were, you know, pulling the Lord Jagannath's Rath, and it's so difficult, you know, because people keep pushing, and then for a few moments you are able to pull, and then, you know, someone takes over and then go on the side. So this was going on for a long time, and I was feeling frustrated. I'm not able to pull for long periods. And then at some point towards the end, we were pulling, and then we kept pulling and pulling and pulling for more than 2, 3, 4 minutes. I was very happy, at last we are pulling. And then we figured out the Pandas had removed the rope from the Rath only. The rope had been disconnected from the Rath. We were simply pulling the rope only. So no connection was there. So if we think that we will connect directly with Krishna and we will try to please Krishna, but the connection between us and Krishna is through the devotees, and therefore unless we please the devotees, it is not possible for us to remain connected to the Supreme Lord. And therefore when Raghunath Das Goswami is approaching the Lord, he is telling the Lord that, my dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to join you. Rakshake rahatamoy kemane chutiba, kemane prabhuru sange nilachale jab. When can I travel with you? Mahaprabhu says, stay here. Sthira sthire hoya ghare jaho na hao batul, krame krame payalok bhava sindukul. Stay here and continue practicing the process steadily. When the right time comes, everything will manifest. So continue serving, remembering me, and then when I decide, everything will manifest. And then he says, antare nishtha kar bahye loka vyavahar. Continue remembering me, externally keep performing your duty, do not try to control external circumstances. And so he says that if you do this, then in due course of time you will be able to actually come to me without fail. And so, achirat Krishna tumai koribe udhar. And in due course of time, very soon Krishna will deliver you. Don't be in anxiety about this. And then he says, Lord Chaitanya says, Brindavana dekhi jabe. Brindavana dekhi jabe asiha nila chale. Tabe tumi amapasha asiha kona chale. When I go to Vrindavan and come back, at that point you come to me. And then Raghunath Das Goswami is thinking, how will I be able to come at that time? There are so many guards around me. The circumstances, situation is so difficult. I have been given a service, or I mean expected to do something, but the situation is so difficult. No facilities are available. No resources are available. Circumstances seem to be loaded against me. And at that time Mahaprabhu says, Se chole se kale Krishna sphurave tumare, Krishna kripa jare tare ke rakhite pare. He says, at that point, by using some means, Se chole se kale, some trick you will be able to apply. How? Krishna sphurave tumare, Krishna will inspire you. And then he says, Krishna kripa jare tare ke rakhite pare. If you have decided to renounce and Krishna's will is to help you renounce, which power can stop you? And if Krishna's will is not there, in spite of all your efforts, what will you do? So Krishna kripa jare tare ke rakhite pare. How can anyone stop you? It is not possible. And therefore, I was distributing, you know, Bhagavad Gita in the local train, and I showed the Gita to somebody, and he said, my father has purchased one, grandfather has purchased one more, I don't need one more Gita. So gave him some prasad, gave him temple address, was very nice to him, smiled at him, you know, offered him to come to the temple. And then I went to the next bogi. He came chasing me. And then he came up to me and said, give me the Gita. I said, Are, already you have one from your father and grandfather, why you want one more? He said, last 6 months, my father has been chastising me, my wife has been chastising me, my boss has been chastising me. You are the first person in last 6 months who smiled at me. And therefore I want to take the Gita from you. I thought, my God, if I knew, I would have laughed and given whole Bhagavatam to you. So when someone is going through difficulty, even the slightest indication of support encourages them, gives them the right spirit to move in the right direction, like that. And therefore, this is very important to appreciate that this association of devotees is there to give that support. And so it is an opportunity for us that when things are going well, we may not realize what is the value, but it is the net. Even if the gymnast falls, he falls on the net. All the acrobatics he is able to do because of the net below. You take the net out and tell the circus acrobat, jump. He'll say, no, I'm not in a mood now. Why? Because the safety net is not there. Sushila Sahishnu Shanta Vadanya Gambhir Madhura Vachana Madhura Cheshta Mahadhir Sabara Sammana Karta Koren Sabar Hit Kautilya Matsari Himsana Janet Tarachit Vaishnavera Gunagrahi Na Dekhai Dosh Kaya Mane Vakya Kare Vaishnava Santosh. So the head priest of Sri Govindadev Temple, Pandit Haridas, he was filled with all divine qualities and always respectful to others, never offending others, not seeing the devotee's fault. Vaishnavera gunagrahi na dekhai dosh. And why he was not seeing fault? Because he realized, I should not do anything in my business which will lead to a loss. Businessman is very careful. I will not do anything which will lead to a loss. And therefore, if I find fault with a devotee and displease Krishna, then Krishna mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He will take away remembrance and I will be overcome by forgetfulness. And that is the greatest loss. And therefore, he is saying, kaya mane vakya kare vaishnava santosh. Devotees may have different qualities. We may be different from each other in so many ways. But we have one thing in common. We are all trapped by the influence of Maya and struggling. Yes or no? And because we are all struggling under the influence of Maya, seeing that thing in common, we have to take shelter of each other. And therefore he says, Murkha neecha kshudramai bishaya lalas Vaishnavagya bole kore etika sahas. That I am fallen, I am without any qualities, I am very sinful, but I have confidence and faith in one thing, Vaishnavagya bale, in the strength of the instruction of the devotees. If I am able to please them, then Krishna is pleased. Shri Rupa Raghunath Charaner Ebal Yara Smrte Siddha Hoye Vanchita Sakal. Simply by pleasing and remembering the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Raghunath, all of my desires can be fulfilled. And therefore, the material world is designed to create difficulties. That is the nature of this material world. And therefore, Bali Maharaj is going through difficult situation. But what he is sharing with all of his associates is, that prosperity and adversity may come and go. A materialist is elated by prosperity, disappointed by adversity. A devotee is elated by remembrance of Krishna and disappointed by forgetfulness of Krishna. And therefore, his focus is not on prosperity and adversity. His focus is on remembrance or forgetfulness. He wants to enhance remembrance and avoid forgetfulness. And therefore, he does not look at this material creation as an instrument to give him pleasure or pain, but as a facility for him to enhance his remembrance of Krishna. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada has created this beautiful association of devotees. Prabhupada was in Mexico and he was being massaged by one servant. And the servant was being bitten by mosquitoes. And the servant looked at Prabhupada and said, "Srila Prabhupada, mosquitoes are biting me, but they are not biting you. Looks like because you are a pure devotee." Prabhupada said, "Maybe, but in Calcutta the mosquitoes make no distinction." And then when Prabhupada was in Calcutta, there were a lot of mosquitoes circumambulating above his head when he was sitting on the Vyasasana. And Prabhupada got down from the Vyasasana. And Prabhupada said, "See, the mosquitoes have dethroned me." And Prabhupada was in Mayapur and the mosquitoes were biting. The servant was massaging. And they were big mosquitoes. Mayapur, you know, in the 70s, empowered by Mahaprabhu, could penetrate even through the, you know, thick clothes. And this servant was bewildered. He thought, "Prabhupada, you said Mayapur is a spiritual world. Are there mosquitoes in spiritual world?" And Prabhupada said, "Even if they are, they're all chanting Hare Krishna. Don't worry." So that is basically the essence of what ISKCON has been created for. All the seven purposes of ISKCON are ultimately meant to facilitate our remembrance of the Lord in all circumstances and inspire others who are in total forgetfulness of Krishna to connect with Krishna and also remember Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any comment or yeah? Yes, first we'll take Prabhu.
Thank you very much. You were speaking about past times that how the devotee, if he is in some distress, just like Prabhupada, when he lost everything, he was in distress, but he was in the Krishna. So, this Lord is giving distress to devotees to remember Krishna. This is the problem.
Thank you. Yeah, he had a question. Yeah.
Krishna, this normally the spiritual master guides the devotee or the disciple to go back to how to go reach back to Godhead and all those things, the spiritual path. But here the Sukracharya instructs Bali Maharaj not to give the Ramandev. So what is the reason behind that to this guru?
Here Bali Maharaj is playing the role of a Mahajan and he is taking full shelter Sharanagati of Krishna, and therefore he wants to demonstrate and he says, "Pumsam shlagyatamam manye dandam arhattam arpitam yamna mata pita bharata surdascha dishanti." My dear Lord, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. You are also the supreme personality of punishment, because nobody can punish the way you can. But your punishment is all good. Whether your reward or punishment, ultimately it has the same effect of bringing someone closer to the highest destination. Therefore, bhakti is defined as Sharanagati is defined as Bhagavat Bhaktita Sarvam इति उत्सृज्य विधेरपि कैंकर्यम कृष्ण पादैक आश्रयत्वम शरणागति. शरणागति मीन्स वन वेन वन कंसिडर्स आई विल डू वॉट एवर इट रिक्वायर्स टू प्लीज कृष्ण बाय फॉलोइंग भक्ति इति उत्सृज्य विधेरपि. एंड समटाइम्स आई मे हैव टू गिव अप सर्टन सोशल एंड अदर रिलीजियस प्रोटोकॉल्स एज डिस्क्राइब इवन इन स्क्रिप्चर राइट बिकॉज फॉर अ हायर पर्पज ऑफ प्लीजिंग द लॉर्ड. इति उत्सृज्य विधेरपि कैंकर्यम कृष्ण पादैक आश्रयत्वम शरणागति. एंड देयरफॉर बलि महाराज इज प्रेजेंटिंग द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ शरणागति और सरेंडर दैट इन स्पाइट ऑफ ऑल दीज लिमिटेशंस आई विल कंटिन्यू सर्विंग. शेष लीलार सूत्रगण करिकिच्छु विवरण इहा विस्तारित चित्त होए ठाके जदि आयुषेष विस्तारे बलिलाशेष जदि महाप्रभुर कृपा होए. अवर कविराज गोस्वामी सेइंग दैट आई एम राइटिंग अंतलीला आई एम राइटिंग मध्य लीला बट आई एम टेकिंग ऑल अंतलीला पास्ट टाइम्स एंड गिविंग डिस्क्रिप्शन राइट एट द बिगिनिंग बिकॉज आई डोंट नो ठाके जदि आयुषेष विस्तारे बलिलाशेष वेदर आई विल स्टे और नॉट आई डू नॉट नो इट इज इन कृष्णाज हैंड. If he gives me opportunity to stay, I will continue serving. So the devotee is totally dependent on the Lord. And Kaviraj Goswami says, Ami briddha jaratur likhite kaapay kar mana kichhu smarane na hoye. Na dekhiye nayane na shune shravane tabu likhi e bada vismay. I am just, you know, noting down things, but Krishna is making me right. Although all my bodily limbs have practically stopped functioning, still I am able to serve. Therefore, external things may stop or may be impeded, but the devotee's determination and desire to remember Krishna, to serve Krishna and to please Krishna, the determination to serve and please Krishna, that never decreases and it goes on increasing. And that's exactly what, you know, all of these Shastric stories are demonstrating, that you have full power over your desire. Like I give the example, when we are serving prasadam in our temple at Chopati in festivals, 3,000-4,000 people come and there is a long line of people standing, and those who are standing in line are sometimes in anxiety that whether I will get prasad or not. Because they keep looking behind, they keep looking in front. Arey, after so many people get, will I get? That is a bona fide anxiety many people have. But more anxious than the person standing in line is the person serving prasad. He is in even more anxiety. Because after everybody eats, then I have to eat. So because of that anxiety, he starts serving little lesser quantity. Planning, I will save for myself. And people complain, aray, your server is giving sabji like chutney. Tell him to serve nicely. So how do you remove his insecurity? Make a plate for him in advance. Keep the plate right next to him. So when the server is serving and gets a doubt, he just glances at the plate. And then he understands, if I continue serving, my future is bright. Then he serves double quantity, more and more. And the person who is taking in the plate, he says, "Arey, why you are giving so much? Save something for yourself also." And the server says, "Vaishnav seva is goal of life." So much of confidence has come from where? Because he realizes, "Deha bratan yanarto hitva dambam bhiyum shucham sandeshatyo harer linga." Darshana Shravanadibhi. As Akrurji says, when he looks at Krishna's lotus imprints in the Brajraj, says the purpose of carrying the body, the heavy burden of this body being carried by the soul, is only this, that somehow or the other we are able to connect with Krishna, remember Krishna and please Krishna. So once you remember that, what is your main profit? Bottom line, as a transcendental businessman, then you are not affected by ups and downs in the market, because you know whether there are ups and downs, I will follow in the footsteps of the billionaires whose list comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the topmost amongst those billionaires, you know, even in billionaires there is a listing, no? So the gopis come at the topmost, because they were put through the most difficult situation and still continued remembering Krishna and not forgot him even for one moment. Brindavana Govardhan Jamuna Pulinavan Sei Sabha Rasadikalila Sei Brajer Brajachan Mata Pita Bandugan Badachitra Kwemane Pasarila. Radharani is telling, Mahaprabhu in Rathyatra is chanting this in mood of Radharani. How come Krishna you have forgotten? Brindavan, Govardhan, places of pastime, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, very strange, you know, right? That na gani apanaduk dekhi Brajeshwari Mukh, Brajjaner Hrude Bidare, Kiba Mara Brajavasi, Kiba Jiyav Brajyasi, Kena Jiyav Dukha Sahibare. Are, I am not talking about my distress, Radharani is saying. Look at Yashoda Mai's face. Lines have been formed under her eyes because of continuous stream of tears. At least you make a decision that you will come to Vrindavan and keep us alive, or you give note, I am not coming so we can peacefully die. But you have kept us in between life and death with this uncertainty. Therefore, everything has a different method of testing. A student is tested through exam, right? Otherwise teacher may think, oh, so attentively hearing. But the guy may be looking and thinking something else. When is he tested? When question paper comes. Then what is inside comes out. Is it not? Otherwise he may look, oh sir, you are teaching so beautifully. And teacher may think, kitna achha student. And in paper, zero. So therefore one may be thinking, okay, I am a great devotee of Krishna, but there has to be a test. And what is that test? Uncertainty. So uncertainty tests love. And therefore, in these situations of uncertainty, the gopis of Vrindavan went through the highest degree of uncertainty and still continued remembering the Lord. Therefore, they are considered to be the topmost. And therefore, Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki.